That's right, listeners. It is Star Wars Day. We are so excited that we are going to see Force Awakens tonight. But this podcast is not about Star Wars or The Force Awakens. But I just had to say something about it because I could hardly sleep last night. I'm so excited.
Well, I guess you could say that Luke really needed a lot of comfort when he found out that Darth Vader was his father. You know, he went immediately to Yoda to get some, to make some sense of the whole situation.
You know, that's right.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure Obi-Wan was really a good comforter.
I don't think so. I think we know that from the prequels as well.
And Yoda kind of avoided things. Remember there in Return of the Jedi, he's like, sleep, sleep, I must.
That's right.
Like, he didn't want to talk about the issues.
Oh, right. And then there's another Skywalker. Like, how vague can you be? It's not actually helping Luke make sense of the situation.
You know, my boy Luke is hurting here.
He is. That was a lot to take in. Your own father cutting your hand off.
You would think Jedi Masters would have learned a thing or two about comfort in 900 years.
That's why there was only one left.
There you go.
So, okay, so, but we are not actually talking about that today. We're talking about just regular non-Jedi folk. You know, Jedi,
that's right.
Jedi muggles.
Even if we don't have the Force, we can comfort one another.
We can, yes, because we have grace and we have the gospel.
That's right.
Which is even better, believe it or not.
Even better than the Force.
So.
And happens to be real.
Right, yes. In our previous podcast that I think we titled Ouch, Now What? Or something along those lines, we talked about hurt. And we talked about how it happens to all of us. And it comes in lots of different forms. And it's going to happen. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But then he said, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So that's the second part of that verse. And we're going to talk about how when we're hurting and receive comfort, we actually come out blessed on the other side. And we can bless others who are hurting by offering them comfort.
You know, and this is one of the things that as we were learning about intimacy theory and hurt and comfort, for me was revolutionary. You know, like when Luke was at Dagobah and he saw Yoda lift the X-Wing up out of the water. It's like he understood the true power of the Force, right?
Are there any other metaphors in your mind today?
I'm pretty much stuck on Star Wars
today.
Okay,
we'll carry on.
But really, when I learned about comfort, it was something that I didn't understand the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I'm still not very good at it. But when I receive comfort and when I give comfort effectively, to see how much it helps someone, how effective it is, it is like magic. Now, I know mm-hmm. it's not magic. It's the power of the gospel. God made us this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're living in the way that we were designed to live, and it works. But it's incredible. So I would encourage anyone who might be skeptical, especially any men out there about like comfort, what is that? Why should I be interested in this? This is one of the most powerful tools in your toolkit in terms of being intimate with another person, being a good friend, being a good husband, being a good father. Because this is very much an art, I think.
Yeah,
comforting.
Yeah.
It's not something that we'll explain the basics, but it's something that you need to practice at. It's something that there's not always one right answer. I think it's challenging, but it's a skill worth developing,
mm-hmm.
worth working on. So just a quick review. Say again what hurt is, the thing that is being comforted. What is hurt?
Okay, so hurt can be defined. One easy way to think about it is to think anytime that if you were to verbalize your emotions, it would be, ouch, I need some help. I need a Band-Aid is how we put it last time.
So mm-hmm. it's that most basic painful emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the emotional cup, it's right there at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about last time, sometimes it might not be a very hard hit, so to speak, but if it hits an old injury, it can be very painful. So sometimes we experience hurt out of proportion with the offense, in a sense. However we experience it, though, the point you were making at the end of our podcast on hurt, the core teaching on hurt, is that the antidote is, is the same in every case, and it's comfort. So say, just kind of basically, what is comfort?
Okay, so comfort is a skill and an art form as well, and it is responding to somebody's pain by entering into it with them so that they are not alone in it. So how that might look practically is entering into their physical world with them, so coming close to them if it's appropriate, involving some affectionate touch. But you enter into it with them, making eye contact even while somebody is hurting or telling you about their hurt can make a big difference. And then you're going to enter into the their emotional world with them. One way to do that, so it happens first in your own head. So one way to do that is to imagine when you have felt the same emotion, which is not the same as when you have been in the same situation. You also don't want to picture yourself necessarily in their situation because this might bring up fear in you and it might end up making the conversation all about you. So it's not like you're thinking, you know, necessarily, oh man, if that happened to me, you know, what would I do? You know, because that's kind of making it about you and it can make you feel afraid. And you're not necessarily thinking, oh, well, I wasn't exactly in that same situation, so I can't relate. Because you're really going for feeling the same emotion, not being in the same situation. So if somebody, let's say they've had someone close to them die, and they're feeling a lot of loss. Well, you might not have had someone close to you die, so it might be hard to relate. But you've experienced loss. Of course, if you have lost someone that you love, then you really can draw on those emotions. And if someone's feeling, let's say, frustrated with a project at work, well, let's say you've always, you know, had a job that was easy for you. You never had frustration at work. Maybe you've had frustration, though, with a friend or at school or something. So you know what it's like to feel frustrated. So you just kind of tap into that emotion. And then you're going to verbalize it. So once again, you can use physical touch as well, but also you're going to use your words. And you can say something like, I am so sad that you're going through this. And you wouldn't break into explanation of your story, but you could say, you know, I'm in this with you. Or I think I get what you're saying, and I'm so sad that this happened to you, that kind of thing.
You know, so what I'm hearing you say, that basic connection is to try to connect with the emotion that other person is feeling. That you try to find in yourself that emotion. You needn't have experienced the same thing. In fact, your experience of whatever the event is might be quite different from theirs, right? So people experience the loss of a loved one in very different ways. So it's not about matching an event or a similar circumstance. It's really about matching an emotion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that I hear in that, and that I know for myself has been very important, is that this is a very selfless thing to do. It's a very self-giving thing to do because you're not necessarily in that emotion that the other person is. You know, they're hurting for whatever reason. You might have just had a great day and you encounter that friend, that spouse, or that child hurting. So that's part of being a Christian. Part of being like Christ is being willing to give of ourselves.
Yep. Thank you. There's one more step after verbalizing your comfort. So after that, it's listen. So think about when someone's hurting, you want to listen more, talk less. And it's so hard not to do the opposite because we like to solve problems. And this person's sharing painful things, and it's hard to let that just hang in the air sometimes. You know, you want to fill the air with words instead. So after you begin to comfort, listen, open the door for the person to tell you how they really feel. And just be their friend in it.
And this reminds me of something, which is comforting can be so difficult when you are the one who has done the hurting.
Yes, yes, good point.
Because, you know, that's how that ends up being the case with us sometimes. We'll have gotten into an argument. One of us will have hurt the other or for whatever reason. And we ask from another for forgiveness. We'll get to confession and dealing with anger in a subsequent core teaching. But we've forgiven one another, but that hurt is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And to be the comforter when you are also the one who has been the injurer, you're the one who's given the hurt. it's hard because you don't want to listen to that person tell you how they've hurt you.
No, how you've hurt them.
How you've hurt them, right.
Right, because you're sitting there squirming and you're like, okay, I get it. You've forgiven me already. I've already said I'm sorry. Why do I have to listen to this?
Right.
Because that's life. When you hurt someone that you're close to and you're really their chief comforter, like in marriage or like parent and child, then that's kind of part of it is you're there for them.
Right.
And then you can understand better. Oh, that's why they got so upset. It's because that's how they were feeling. They were really feeling hurt, you know.
Yeah. So listening is just another part of that self-giving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is another person in this equation, and that's the person who's receiving the comfort. So you have responsibilities too. Your responsibility is not just to dump your hurt, right? First of all, if you're going to be receiving comfort, only hurt can be comforted, not anger, not fear, not, well, like bitterness and nastiness that comes out of anger. So if you're going to share your hurt with someone, you've got to be willing to stay in the hurt long enough for it to be comforted.
Oh,
so when you
that
share,
can be hard.
And when anger flares up, especially if the person who's comforting you is the person who hurt you, you know, and you want to attack them, you've got to turn your back on that because, like I said, you can't comfort anger. So you've got to be willing to actually experience the hurt and verbalize it honestly. And then you've got to receive comfort. And you might be thinking, well, that's the easy part. But really, when you are receiving comfort, you've got to make sure that you don't block it. Sometimes we actually sabotage our own comfort. You know, we're afraid of being criticized, so we go ahead and criticize ourselves. Or we're afraid of being seen as weak, so we go ahead and defend ourselves before the person even really gets a chance to comfort you or before you have a chance to let it sink in.
Yeah, and I can think of a couple other things, too. You said one right at the beginning, which is sometimes it's just hard to stay in that pain. There's a Star Wars example here. Real quick. Return of the Jedi when Luke...
Surprise, surprise.
When Luke comes to Darth Vader, and Darth Vader receives him. They're having this conversation. He says, I know you're my father. I know there's good in you. And Darth Vader, you can see the conflict. And Luke even says, I can feel the conflict in you. He just can't stay in that pain. Like he shoots out the lightsabers. I see you have constructed a new lightsaber.
Oh,
he wants to change the subject,
he's
right?
He's avoiding.
He can't stay in that pain.
Oh,
and eventually
yeah.
He's like, I'm taking you to the Emperor. He will show you the true nature of the Force, right?
He's deflecting.
Right. But you could tell that conflict was rising up in him and he didn't want to stay in that.
Oh,
right?
What about when he says, it is too late for me?
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's just heartbreaking.
He's blocking, right?
I just want to say it's not too late.
And it wasn't.
Darth.
It wasn't.
It wasn't too late.
But another thing is it can be really difficult when it comes to receiving comfort sometimes because the other person isn't giving comfort perfectly.
Oh, that's right. Right.
So for some of us, our personality is that if someone doesn't do something right, we either want it all right or we don't want any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And very few of us can give comfort perfectly other than our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to receive the comfort that other person has to offer. Even
yes.
if it's a clumsy attempt, if it's mm-hmm. a meager attempt, we can still be a good receiver and realize, look, this person is trying. And so
right.
I'm going to try to receive the comfort that mm-hmm. this person is giving.
Right. It might be a mix of helpful and unhelpful responses. And you can coach up your friend. Even if you're hurting, if you're the one hurting, you can say, you know, it was really great when you just listened and you entered into my pain with me. I'm not really open to receiving advice right now, you know, that kind of thing, just to kind of coach them up or say, can you just listen? It's always such a blessing when you just listen. And if you are a perfectionist and you just insist that everyone's comfort of you be perfect, then I'm afraid you're going to feel very alone.
That's a great point, Betsy. And not being alone is what this is really all about. Intimacy is about removing aloneness. So the connections that you can make by comforting hurt can help take away that aloneness. Well, that's all for today. The content of this podcast is a mix of our original content and content owned by Intimate Life Ministries. Intimacy theory was developed by Dr. David Ferguson and Dr. Bruce Walker. If you need Christian counseling, we recommend the same people who counseled and trained us, the Center for Relational Care at relationalcare.org. And you can get trained in intimacy theory yourself at greatcommandment.net. If you have any questions about how to apply comfort, send them in to us at ryrpodcast@stsbhm.org. Talk to you next time.